here's a story from The World.
Brexit. I'll bet you thought we were done with that. Signed, sealed, and delivered on New Year's, right? Well, now we get to turn our attention to the impacts of the UK leaving the European Union, both the intended and unintended consequences, from trade to travel to studying abroad. Today we turn to Scottish fishermen. The industry says it's close to declaring bankruptcy. That's because truckloads of Scottish fish have been stuck at ports on both sides of the English Channel. And now the fishermen are saying that Brexit, the deal many of them voted for, is a far cry from what they were promised. The World's Europe correspondent, Orla Barry, has our report.
On January 1st, the British public was prepared for news reports about long delays at airports and seaports. But the pandemic meant transport hubs were pretty quiet. The first real evidence of the impact of Brexit came from Scottish fish producers. Lorry loads of fish were delayed for hours, sometimes days, at the ports, due to all the extra paperwork and customs checks now required. Fishermen like Jamie McMillan took to Twitter to express his fury.
My blood is boiling. There's boats tied up. There's families' fishing boats tied up. We can't get our product to the EU market because of red tape. Extra paperwork. It's an absolute disgrace what we've had to go through.
If the UK government doesn't solve the problem soon, McMillan said, he would take the matter to London.
Prime Minister, I can assure you, if Scottish exporters can't get their product to market next week, we will be at the gates of Westminster and we'll be dumping our shellfish on your doorstep, rotten.
Days later, around 50 Scottish producers did drive a cavalcade of trucks to the British capital, circling the roads around 10 Downing Street. No fish were dumped in Westminster, but some Conservative MPs, like Jacob Rees-Mogg, still fail to appreciate just how angry the industry has become.
The government is tackling this issue, is dealing with it as quickly as possible, and the key is we've got our fish back. They're now British fish, and they're better and happier fish for it.
For over 4 years, the Scottish fishing industry has been fed one message from those in favour of Brexit, like British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
I'm here at Grimsby Fish Market, where I've been looking at the incredible opportunity this country has to take back control of its territorial waters.
Take back control of our waters. That was the slogan of the Vote Leave campaign in the Brexit referendum, and it worked. Over 90% of British fishermen are said to have voted in favour of leaving the EU. Scottish fisherman Jimmy Buchan was one of them.
Brexit to me means a rebalance of a wrongdoing from 40 years ago.
Fishermen like Buchan believe they've been treated unfairly by the European Union for years. When it came to fishing quotas, British fishermen say they got the short end of the stick. Here's Buchan speaking to the BBC in 2016.
I think it's a bad day and a bad deal that our rights has been traded away by our politicians, and we get less of that share than what our European counterparts get.
Buchan is now the CEO of the Scottish Seafood Association. I ask him if he regrets voting for Brexit.
I still support that Brexit was a great aspiration to have.
But Buchan, like so many fishermen in Scotland right now, feels let down by the government.
I'm extremely disappointed with the outcome. I do think the Prime Minister sold the industry short.
Some fishermen are now taking drastic action to try and get their fish to Europe. This is James Withers, CEO of trade body Scotland Food and Drink.
Those that are out fishing, some of them are spending 48 hours to sail from UK waters over to Denmark to land fish in markets in Denmark, because then the product can be traded within the single market and can be trucked down to Spain.
Fish producers worry that if problems continue, buyers in Europe will lose faith in the Scottish industry. Withers tells me some clients have already turned temporarily to other markets.
So we know that seafood buyers in France have gone to Denmark and Norway for product instead of coming to Scotland and the rest of the UK.
The delays couldn't come at a worse time. The pandemic has already seen a sharp downturn in business with the closure of so many restaurants. Scottish fisherman Alistair Sinclair hasn't taken his boat out since March of last year. Sinclair, who's also national coordinator of the Scottish Creel Fishermen's Federation, believes the French are making it more difficult for the Brits.
I personally feel that the French are trying to give us a bloody nose on this one, in as much as Macron has actually said that he will defend his fishermen's right to fish wherever they wish to fish in the North Sea.
The new trade deal signed in December between Britain and the EU means European boats could be banned from UK waters from 2026. But fishermen worry that the European Union will retaliate with other measures if Britain tries to ban EU boats. They want the government to sit down once again with the EU to iron out the current delays. Boris Johnson has agreed to offer some compensation, but the industry says it's not enough. Jimmy Buchan, who voted for Brexit, now concedes the deal agreed is bad for the industry.
This was a negotiation, but I'm not going to dress it up any other way. It was a terrible outcome, and we have paid a heavy price.
Fisherman Alistair Sinclair tells me the last month has made him consider hanging up his nets for good.
I'm actually in the process of thinking of getting rid of the boat. Nobody knows how the cards are going to fall on this one. And if we're going to be revisiting the situation in 5 years' time, things could get an awful lot more difficult.
Even if all the red tape gets sorted, it's unlikely to be the end of the government's Brexit headache. Meat producers are now reporting long border delays. Supermarkets in Northern Ireland are experiencing food shortages. And there's also the prospect of a Scottish independence referendum on the cards, something Boris Johnson certainly doesn't want. But he's a long way to go to convince fishermen in Scotland to put their trust in him once more. For The World, I'm Orla Barry.